Hey, and welcome to the Jessica Paul podcast. I'm your host, Jess Paul, actress, manifestation expert, and mindset coach. And I'm here to share with you all of my secrets on confidence, success, and the magic of manifestation. If you're ready to dive in deep and see more success in your career, more money in your bank account, and more love in your life with a whole new level of freedom, then you're in the right place. I'm letting loose on everything you need to take back control of your life, up-level your mindset, and tap into your manifestation powers. I'm so excited that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the JP Podcast with me, your host, your manifestation mentor, your spiritual bestie. It is I, Jess Paul, and we're here to chat all things mindset, miracles, and manifestation again so that we can help you manifest a life that you freaking love. Welcome back, guys. So I'm sitting here with my green tea. I'm holding crystals right now because I don't know. I feel like I need this energy moving into this conversation. I'm excited to bring a whole new conversation to the podcast again with another solo ep. But it's actually something that happened to me over the weekend because I'm always learning through experience, guys. But something that happened to me over the weekend and it helped me really start to establish my standards again, like realign with my standards and who I am as a woman. And I want to chat to you today about dating yourself and setting new standards for yourself and staying open even when you've been disrespected or hurt, because I think that we go through life experiencing so many things, but we need to know how to continue to hold our standards high and know our worth and know who we are, because that's ultimately what's going to attract the right things to us. So we're going to go into a whole conversation around that. But first, little life update. I went in, guys, on the Entering the Villain Era masterclass last night. My God, guys, this space was just, we were so dropped in. We were so connected. I was saying to a few people before I got on this masterclass that I had a feeling that this masterclass was going to be exactly what these women needed to hear. Like the container I had with me, and there was a lot of people that couldn't make it live that are watching it on replay, but we dropped into a whole new level of our feminine. So this masterclass, guys, you can now pick it up on the resale. If you were like, oh my God, I did want to get in on that, you can go and grab it now for still £44, but the prices will be going up. But it was one of the most in-depth masterclasses I've taught because it was all the things that I have learned and experienced and grown from in 2022 that I've put into like one masterclass to establish this new character, this villain character that is essentially, guys, the new bad bitch, right? She's an upgraded version of the bad bitch because the bad bitch for me wasn't working anymore because she was burning me the fuck out, right? And I was way too in this toxic masculine energy that was stressing me out. I got ill, you know, I had to stop. And so I wanted to come up with a new character for myself that I could tap into to still help me show up and, you know, put myself out there and move with that elevated level of confidence, but in a feminine, lent back, sophisticated way. And we just found this perfect balance. And inside this masterclass, more things were channeled. Like I learned things this just the weekend just gone. So that was channeled in there as well. And we just went in on a huge conversation around masculine feminine dynamics and how this villain character is ultimately going to help you manifest in every area of your life, because every area of your life is a relationship, whether that is in business partnerships, whether that is in your career, whether it is the relationship with money, or whether it's relationship, you know, in dating or in like love and relationships, whatever it is for you, when you can step into this character of the villain, you're going to see things magnetized to you. Like things are just going to flow so easily, so effortlessly to you. And there were so many golden nuggets in there that were just dropped in. Like the women on the call were like, I needed that. That just hit different. So if you guys are kicking yourself that you didn't get in there, then you can go ahead and click the link in my show notes to grab the replay before the prices go up. You don't want to miss this one, guys. I knew it was going to be one of my favorite masterclasses. So getting into this convo around dating yourself, setting new standards for yourself, opening yourself up to a whole new level, right? I'm just going to go straight in on this because it was something that, again, that I experienced over the weekend that made me at one point question some of my own standards. And it made me question some of the things that I believe. And so often in life, guys, you know, we go through experiences where we can question ourselves and we can lose trust or faith in ourselves in what we believe to be truth or what our intuition is telling us. And this happens to me all the time as well, right? You know, you can have the strongest mindset going, but, you know, you're still going to go through experiences that hit and hurt, right? And I went through an experience basically where I am heading into this realm of dating, and it's something that I've obviously brought up on the podcast. And I went on a second date with a man who totally disrespected me on this date, right? I'm not going to go into details, but there was a level of disrespect and also public embarrassment. Like, it wasn't nice, right? And I left thinking, oh my gosh, like, have I done something wrong? Was it me? Was it my fault? You know, these are the questions that were going through my mind. And in those instances, in those moments, guys, this is where you're having this real test between the standards that you hold for yourself. Because when you hold standards high enough that are in alignment with you and what you believe, the universe is only ever going to bring you the things that match that, right? So when you start to wobble, when your foundation starts to wobble, and I call this being a leaky human, right? We want to make sure that we create a solid foundation for ourselves. So our standards are solid, right? So we know exactly what we want and what we deserve in life, right? From other people, from life, from ourselves, like, we've got to know what we deserve. And again, actually, in the masterclass that we went through, like, this is a huge trait of the villain. Like, she knows who the fuck she is, right? But when these standards have been wobbled by someone, when you've been like disrespected or a little bit hurt, you create like cracks in the floorboard. And this is why I'd call it being a leaky human, because you create doubt in your mind and you create this, you create energy, you're calling energy in that isn't in alignment with you, right? And it's like this energy seeps through the floorboards. It's like water seeping through the floorboards. So you've got to have such a solid foundation on who you are and the standards you set for yourself. But when it wobbled me, I immediately remembered who I am as a woman and made sure that I set the tone. Because here's the thing, guys, you set the tone in any relationship, right? Whether that be in a business partnership or in your career or friendships, platonic friendships, or, you know, love and relationships, you set the tone. You get to decide how, what feels right to you and what is the right thing for you. And you lead through your intuition, right? Because your intuition never lies. Your intuition is there for a reason, okay? And if somebody makes you question that, this is a good thing, because when you're made to question these standards, you're made to find further clarity on what it is that you want. And you only find out what you want in life, guys. You only really realize what you want in any relationship or anything that you're going after, any goal that you're going after. You only find clarity through figuring out the things you don't want, okay? Which is why it's so important to make mistakes and, like, go on the shit dates and, you know, experience the negative people and experience the negative things, because they are all helping this inner GPS system that you have within you find clarity on what it is that you want further. And I thought, when this happened to me, when I was thinking it all over and I had to cut a cord from this man, and like I had to, you know, really just like hit refresh in my mind over it, I was like wanting to send a message and, you know, say how rude he'd been. But then I was like, what's the point? It's just wasted energy, right? But the thing is here, guys, is that everybody in life is selfish. Everybody. And this is why we set standards. This is why we focus in on our standards, because everybody is selfishly orientated, and that is normal. And this is really the strongest message I want to get across, is that it is normal to be selfish. You put you at the forefront of your world every day. It's why you listen to these podcasts. It's why you're in on your self-development, because you're at the front of your world. You're the most important person in your world, as you should be. But these people that, you come into contact with that cause you to wobble your own standards and don't give you a very positive experience, they're also the forefront of their world. So at the end of the day, we can't blame other people or, like, you know, lose out on trust, you know, because this is one thing that wobbled for me. This is one of the cracks in my foundation that happened after the weekend. I was like, oh my God, how can I trust men? You know, I thought this man was, like, actually seemed really in his divine masculine and lovely, and then he treated me like that. And again, like, I'm not blaming him here. This is the whole point. You know, he has his own life experience, and I can't distort that. It's not my place to distort his own life experience, right? It's not my place to go, you've made me feel this way, so therefore you're a bad person, you know? Because really, we should be saying, you've thought about yourself and that's normal, rather than you've thought about yourself and that hurt me, so that's wrong. You know, everybody is selfishly orientated. You know, he probably thought I'd said things that upset him, right? But really what I'm getting at here is that it's not about losing trust in these moments when you have been disrespected or whatever. It's not about letting it wobble your foundation or your standards. It's about understanding that the only thing you can trust in life is that the universe is bringing to you that which is a vibrational match to you. So all you have to do, and again, we went in on this inside the masterclass, but all you have to do is beat the drum of who you are so much louder, so much purer, so much more intensely, standing in your truth with those standards, that the universe has no choice but to bring to you the exact match of who you are. When we focus so much on trying to change how other people have, you know, been to us or, like, treated us, you know, trying to tell people, oh, that was wrong, or you shouldn't have done that, you know, we're focusing in on a totally different vibration. What we should be focusing in on is the authenticity within ourselves, the standards we set for ourselves. So this is what leads me on to talk about dating yourself. So when this negative experience happened to me over the weekend, right, I was left in a cafe and I was like, oh my God, what just happened? And I actually manifested free cake because the girls behind the bar saw what went on and they were like, oh my God, that was horrible. Like, let me get you some cake, right? And so I sat there with some free cake, free coffee. And I thought, okay, I can either sit here and be a victim and, you know, say F you men and, you know, go back into this, I can't trust people, or I can set the tone. Set the damn tone for myself. And so what I did was I ate my cake and, you know, I had a nice little date with myself whilst I was in that cafe. And then I thanked my sisters behind the bar who gifted it me. And then I went off and I had a little wander around. I was in York, right? I traveled to York to see this man. And so I had a little wander around York and I bought myself some flowers. I bought myself a bunch of roses, right? And I received them from myself. And I sat and I listened to music and I just let myself be. And I created that date for myself. I set the standard for myself. So even though this, like, negative experience had happened, I still remained fully open. And this is the other message that is so strong here, is that your openness is power, guys. You know, when, like, something bad happens to you and you just want to close up, you just want to close down because it was disrespectful and hurtful, and so you don't want to bear any more of your soul to anyone, right? Especially when it comes to dating, because it's difficult. And my ladies who are out there in their, you know, late 20s, early 30s, who are, like, navigating the dating scene, it is damn well hard. And I am here for you guys, all right? Because it can be a really, like, difficult experience, right? That's a whole other conversation. But, you know, by setting this tone for myself and by creating the date that I wanted, creating the date that I knew I deserved, and remaining open whilst doing that, that gave me power. And it's not necessarily about what you do aren't when you date yourself. It's not about what you're doing or where you're going or where you're taking yourself out or what you're buying yourself. It's not really about that. It's about carving out the time for yourself. It's about carving out time and space so that when that vibrational match, whatever your manifestation is, whether it is a job or a man or money, whatever it is for you, there is space for that manifestation to come in because you've carved that space out by going on dates and actually like giving yourself that time. So in my mind as well, like nothing was actually wasted from this weekend because I took that time out to go and try out a second date, which didn't work, but that time created space. It was like I wasn't working my way through the weekend, you know, like working on my business and just thinking, well, this is the best use of my time. I used my time to open up and create a level of space there for the right person to eventually come in. So really, my main points here are that you're in control of the tone you set for your whole damn life. Right? Not just in dating, not just in relationships, but like for your whole damn life, you get to set the tone and you get to decide the standards that are in your life and what you believe and what you deserve and that respect. You've got to show it to yourself, right? You've got to be able to date yourself. And when other people, here's the thing, when other people see you treating yourself that way, buying yourself flowers, taking yourself out for dinner, taking yourself on weekend trips away, when anybody else sees that, they're going to be like, damn, I better match that if I want to be in this girl's life. Or I better go further than that if I want to show this girl that I can be in her life, right? You know, when you set that standard, people are either going to be able to match it and move with you or even go above and beyond it so that you're gaining something, or they're not going to be able to handle it. And they will play up and react kind of like this man did at the weekend, right? And again, there's no blame there. I don't blame this man. He has his own set of standards and he had his own set of beliefs. And that's absolutely fine. Because like I said, everybody is selfish in this world and it is normal to be selfish and we should be selfish and we should put ourselves first. But that doesn't mean that you can then expect somebody else to distort their own reality because it's not made you happy, right? You make yourself happy and you stand true in who you are and be patient for the right things to come to you because that is the law of attraction. And again, with staying open in these moments, like I said, your openness is power. And one thing I like to think about whenever like I start to shut myself down or like put a wall up again after a negative experience with someone is that I always remind myself, me closing up is that person's closure. You're giving that person the satisfaction that you've closed up because of this. If you stay open, like ridiculously, even further than before in your vulnerability, and you allow yourself to be in a space of receiving, this is how the standards you set are going to come back to you. If you're closed off, there's no space, there's no way these manifestations can come in for you. So remaining open, even when you've been disrespected or hurt, is probably the most fucking powerful thing you can do. So I hope that you guys have enjoyed this conversation. Again, like I said, this has literally happened to me over the weekend and I've been on such a journey with this already, but I want to bring more of it onto the podcast because I was like actually amazed at how many of you guys came back to me after that podcast episode with my good friend Taylor on, you know, masculine feminine dynamics and in dating. And so many of you guys came back and were like, oh my God, I've really needed to hear this. I'm so glad you're going in on this stuff. Like, so it's coming onto the podcast because listen, all of this stuff matters. All of this stuff counts in creating your next level self and your next level success. Like all of it matters. You can't just focus in on one area of your life and expect your whole life to upgrade. You've got to be able to look at every area and be like, okay, how am I being, you know, authentic in every area of my life? Or am I wobbling in who I am? You know, again, like I said, the universe wants you to be a solid human. And you have to be a solid human in every area of your life to make things happen in your life, you know? So these are all really important conversations. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. Drop me a DM if you have. Take a screenshot of this episode and tag me on your Instagram stories, because I love to see who's listening in. I love to see who's connecting and, you know, who this is dropping with and who this is connecting to. But if you guys want to get in on this masterclass, then as I say, only a few days at this price of £44, and then it's going to be going up after that. So if you know you want to get in there and learn all these secrets and be there with me for a whole 2 hours, because we went for a whole 2 hours, this is like so much value, then get yourselves over to the link in my show notes now and drop me a DM, and I'll see you there. Sending you guys lots of love, and I'll chat to you next week. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who you think would love it too. And if you want to let me know how you found it, just screenshot this episode, add it to your Instagram story, and tag me at I Am Jessica Paul so that I can throw all the love right back at you. And of course, subscribe, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review to show your support and to keep the good stuff coming. Sending you so much love and gratitude from your girl, Jess.